Last year, the disaster film The Day After Tomorrow was a notable attempt by Hollywood to draw wider attention to the issue of climate change. Another effort by the art world to document the warming planet is underway in San Francisco, where one of the city's most respected dance companies is tackling the almost impossibly unglamorous subject. Producer Todd Spencer sat in on a rehearsal of ODC Dance's On a Train Heading South and has our story.
Take it slow going back to that place and let her grab you and pull you back to that place.
ODC founder Brenda Way has choreographed 70 pieces over the last 30 years, but never one like this. Like me, you might wonder what a dance about, essentially, weather would look like. You might also question the topic's value as good dance fare. But if the feedback from advance audiences is any indication, the 30-minute dance packs an emotional wallop.
Did you guys figure out what you're doing here?
The piece is the brainchild of Way and composer-collaborator Jack Perla, who pitched the idea to Brenda after a vacation to Antarctica.
He proposed this idea. I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was so massive.
And I still get that. If I describe the piece to colleagues at work, can you really do that? I mean, a dance piece about global warming, it's pretentious.
As it opens, we see the dancers as a picture of society engaged in what could be a fancy black tie party. An awkward female guest soon arrives.
Cassandra's sort of the party crasher, and she's the downer, and she's not very good conversationalist, and she's not very effervescent.
In Greek mythology, Cassandra could see into the future, but stripped of her powers of persuasion by Apollo, she's unable to convince the Greek generals about the danger posed by the Trojan horse. Throughout this piece, the lone Cassandra figure tries to alarm her fellow dancers about the strange weather.
And as the evening wears on, the tension gets greater and greater. It starts innocent. It really becomes quite violent.
Jack describes the arc of the story this way.
Sky is falling. Shut up. And then the sky falls. That's the arc of the story.
Require all power plants to meet clean air standards.
The piece is scored by Jack, who peppers his original music with snippets of media clips from politicians and samples of MTV-style hip-hop, and even a parody on a Britney Spears song, not coincidentally, named Toxic. But it's when the choreography and the music are combined with a third element, the stage set, that a new emotional understanding of global warming is created with viewers. Hanging above the stage, suggesting a glacial world, are 12 giant blocks of ice.
The pieces of ice are shaped in an arc, so they sort of remind you of being at one of the poles or being at the top of the world or the bottom of the world. But at the same time, they look like big ice cubes, and they almost look like they should be draining into a martini glass.
With the ice cast iridescent in hot stage lights, the dancer's world literally melts around them. Yuki Fujimoto is a dancer.
It was so beautiful until, of course, we started slipping. And then we ran the piece a couple of times. People fell, and I think Brenda was horrified.
She might have been horrified, but Brenda fell in love with the set and its emotional impact.
For me, the idea of a big chunk of ice melting on the stage and a group of brilliant dancers with gorgeous bodies ignoring it seemed to me such a perfect metaphor for our social non-response to the condition that that's really all I was thinking about.
In a moment that elicited audible gasps from a preview audience, the dancers form an elegant human glacier that sinks and contracts in jerky tremors, personifying our intrinsic connection to the fate of the ice caps.
I was reading all of these descriptions of what was happening to the glaciers and so on, and I felt there was a profound analogy between what was happening to the glaciers and what's happening to our social order. The collapse of both. One is actually collapsing because of the other.
Toward the dance's conclusion, there's a battle between Cassandra and a solo male dancer, where she's physically dominated, partially smothered, and left in emotional shambles. Then, as she predicted, the worst happens. The final scene is a flood scenario. Upstage, a shattered Cassandra sits, making circles in the water with her finger as two male dancers come to terms with the devastation behind her. One props the other up in consolation and wills him to continue on, to adjust to the new reality.
What the dance form can do is touch a place emotionally that you didn't even know you were sensitive to. And I hope we do that.
For Living on Earth, I'm Todd Spencer.
ODC Dance founder Brenda Way's On a Train Heading South just opened in San Francisco and will tour nationwide this autumn.